You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Happy Monday to all of you. And I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me. We are starting a new chapter here today in our ongoing study in the book of Romans. Now, perhaps those of you who have been tuned in for a while, you haven't heard a lot from me. Maybe you've heard me preaching. I am the pastor of Island Community Church. My name is Paul Esposito, also the station manager of this radio station, 91.5 FM. The church that I pastor is Island Community Church. We are located in Merritt Island on 1000 North Banana River Drive. So you've been hearing these sermons for a while. If you're looking for a church home, I invite you to come out to Island sometime, Sunday morning at 10:30, Wednesday night for Bible study, Wednesday from 6 to 7. We're in Luke. I believe we're starting chapter 13 here in a couple days, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, Sunday morning at 10:30. We meet for Sunday school at 9:30. Service starts at 10:30. And we, this coming week, will be starting Paul's How to Live It Out, which is chapter 12. So we've been in Romans for quite a while. He's finally done with the doctrinal teaching, chapters 1 through 8. Then he talks about Israel, what in the world's happened to Israel, chapters 9 through 11. And now, chapter 12, this coming Sunday morning, How to Live Right. How to live all this out. How do I live out my faith? This book of Romans, this is the greatest, this is known as the Christian Magna Carta. It's the greatest piece of literature ever written, is Paul's letter to the church at Rome. That's where we're at. That's what we're preaching. That's what's on the radio here. This now is part one of this message here in chapter 8. It's called No Condemnation.
We're kicking off chapter 8 in the book of Romans. Hard to believe we're halfway done with this book. Had a great time starting this on the radio, too. I just started this on Thursday on the radio on 7 a.m. on 91.5 or 11:45 a.m. on 94.7 as well. We just started on Thursday here. Now, we're starting here today with the word therefore in chapter 8. We left off in chapter 7 last week and Paul's personal struggle over the sin that dwells in him. If you remember where we left off? Remember last week I used the blackboard and showed you how to get the victory by building up your soul with the Word of God and with praise music. Now let's blend the end of chapter 7 with the beginning of chapter 8. Chapter 7, verse 24. It says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Period. Now he says, "So then." Meaning, he's done and he's going to sum up what he's learned. So then. So then, with the mind, that is, his soul, remember what I told you, your mind is. Your three-part being, your mind is your heart, your mind, your will, your seat of emotions. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. Notice how the sin in him does not go away. Once you become a believer and once you are born again. I got some news for you this morning, church. Sin doesn't go away once you become a believer. Amen? Can anyone relate to that? Is there anyone here that still sins? With the mind, I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There's still this battle going on. Now, God told Cain way back in the beginning, sin is crouching at your door, but you must master it, he told him. And you master sin by beating it into submission. With this right here. This is what you do to sin. You've got to do it this way. You've got to clobber it over the head with this. It's relentless in its pursuit of your soul, your mind, your heart. You are a three-part being. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Hebrews 4:12. Your body is unredeemable. Paul said that in my flesh dwells no good thing. Your spirit is one with the Lord. Your spirit is the part of you that's been born again. And the part of you that the angels will come and take away and escort you into heaven when you die, not your body. Look at all the cemeteries out here and the crematories. It's for your body that's left behind. When you die, you're going to part company. Good or evil, no matter who you are. But what's left of you is your soul, the third part of this equation. Your soul. And your soul can be influenced by what you put into it. Because your soul, again, is your mind, your will, your emotions. It what makes you who you are. Certainly, your mind and your emotions can be corrupted and deceived. Proverbs 16:25 says there is a way that seems right to a man. That's to your soul. There's a way that seems right, but the end is a way of death. See, because to your body, everything seems right. If it feels good, do it. It's what your body says. Your soul's a little different. There's a way that seems right, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Okay, so with the mind, I serve the law of God. That's good. With the flesh, I'll serve the law of sin. Ha! The law of sin. Now, there's a good law for you, right? Talk about the law of gravity being bad for your health. How about the law of sin? What's the outcome for that law? Well, the soul that sinneth shall surely die. The wages of sin is death. Now this time it's implied. Sin, when it's finished, will bringeth forth death. That's the guaranteed law of sin, just like the law of gravity. You can't see it, but it's real. The law of sin. And to think that you and I used to be slaves of sin and were on a highway to hell. And we have been set free from our slavery and have been redeemed. Redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Now that kind of makes you want to shout, doesn't it? So, serving sin seems to be a dangerous profession, is it not, church? Now imagine that. That you have given a 99-year lease to a serial killer named Sin, who has rented space inside of your head. And oh man, you better be careful and certain about what you do. Paul said that sin dwells in me. And he said that after he was a Christian. You've given sin a 99-year lease, and it rents space on the inside of your head. Scary thought. God said to Cain, you must master it. You got to master it by teaming up your soul, by filling your soul with the Word of God and praise music and everything righteous, and make the flesh man in you seem minuscule. That's how you win this battle. Now, here in chapter 8 comes the good news. It says, there is therefore now. Now, there is in italics, if you notice that, meaning it's not in the original. The translators added it. Should start with the word therefore. After all of this we've looked at the last 2 months in this church, the wages of sin is death. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Gentiles, Jews, everyone's missed the mark. Therefore, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after, notice the comma there, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and of death. Now, just like chapter 5, which declares, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Here we see there is no condemnation for all that are in Christ. That word for condemnation is the word katakrema. If you got the preposition chart I gave you, you'll see kata means down. The word krema means judgment. Means a guilty judgment. Kind of like losing a lawsuit is what the word means. When a judgment's been found against you. That's what that means. To put it in the Esposito vernacular, there will never, ever be a time when this gavel will come down against you in judgment. Ever. For the person that is in Christ. Ever. Never, ever, ever will God slam down that gavel and pronounce judgment over any Christian that is in Christ Jesus. Ever. Now that is a verse that's brought Christians great comfort for many years, no matter what you've done. Remember, he saved you on your worst day, in your worst state, when we were still sinners. Christ died for us. There's nothing you can do he doesn't already know. A, B, he saved you before you were born. He knows everything you're going to do. C, he saved you before he made the foundations of the world. He chose us in him before the foundations of the world. There's nothing you can do that's going to surprise him.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.